Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, February 24th, 2020. This morning I will talk about humility. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord of the Sabbath, we praise you for creating us and placing us in a beautiful world, for enabling us to work to support our families, and for allowing us time to rest. In this weary world, teach us to rest and to offer hospitality to those around us. In the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to be humble like salt that flavors, preserves, and graces every table and radiate your light when the darkness threatens to overwhelm. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In Matthew 5:13 we read, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." The Beatitudes introduce the Sermon on the Mount, where themes in the Beatitudes get expanded and anticipate Jesus' life and ministry. Some of these same themes are highlighted, for example, on the night of Jesus' arrest, from the Beatitudes to the Sermon to the cross. Jesus' primary theme is humble witness. The centrality of Christian witness in Jesus' teaching is immediate and obvious, starting in the verse after the ninth beatitude, where Jesus teaches about salt. Salt is a gregarious commodity because its usefulness comes only in combination with food. No one eats salt by itself. Salt is used to enhance the flavor of foods and to preserve them. Metaphorically, the disciple is to the people of the earth what salt is to food. The disciple who refuses to be salt is useless and stands under judgment, good only to be thrown out and trampled. The centrality of witness is reinforced in the second metaphor about light. Clearly, for Matthew, the tension between the disciple and the world is real, ongoing, and at the core of the mission. At the same point, Luke's account is a discussion of enemy love, because without enemy love, no one can witness. The witness is also key to Isaiah 61, verse 1. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." The Messiah is anointed to bring good news to the poor, a clear reference to witness. Notice that the Hebrew expression is only two words, the word for poor, anavim, which can mean poor, afflicted, humble, meek, and the word for bring good news, labaster. If humble witness describes the Messiah and his job description, then the expression is unambiguous and applies to Jesus. On the night when Jesus knows he will be arrested and his last minutes are precious, he undertakes two conspicuous acts of humility. He washes the disciples' feet at the Last Supper, and he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Gospel of John records that Jesus knew that he would be betrayed and die, and while a condemned man is normally withdrawn, paralyzed with fear and bitter, Jesus calmly begins an object lesson about humility. In John 13:3-4 and 14, we read, "Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments, and taking a towel, tied it around his waist. He then poured water in a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. If then your Lord and teacher has washed your feet, you also ought to wash each other's feet." Slaves washed most feet in the first century because most people walked barefoot or wore only sandals and shared the roads with work animals who often fouled them, which made dirty, stinky feet the norm. As far as we know, none of the disciples were slaves or owned slaves, but accepting a task reserved for slaves would not have been a popular object lesson. Peter objected at first, but when he later understood the message about humility, he let Jesus wash his feet. Foot washing is not recorded in Luke's gospel, but Luke records Jesus' teaching about humility. In Luke 22, verses 25 and 26, we read, And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles lord over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But it is not this way with you, but the one who is greatest among you must become like the youngest, and a leader like a servant. The importance of humility in Christian leadership and service is clear in Luke without mentioning foot washing. While foot washing demonstrated humility before his disciples, humility before God was demonstrated in the Garden Gethsemane, where he prayed, My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. This is Matthew 26:39. Jesus repeats this prayer three times in Matthew, underscoring the importance of this prayer. Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane displays piety, courage, and humility. It also highlights the importance of pain and suffering in sanctification. In suffering, do we turn to God like Jesus, or do we turn into our pain? When we turn to God in spite of pain, we demonstrate our faith and our identity draws more closely to Christ. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.